as you can imagine, the first Hindus came individually rather than as a community. But there must have been Hindus in the UK for hundreds of years, certainly since the granting of the Royal Charter to the East India Company in 1600. I would guess that there's been the occasional person of Hindu background in the UK, but many will have just merged, taking a British name, becoming Christian or whatever. And that certainly was happening to sailors and Lascars, people who came on ships of the British Empire in the 18th and early 19th centuries. One of the reasons why there are more Muslim names than recognisably Hindu ones amongst the earliest settlers from India is probably the fear that Hindus had of basically going somewhere where they couldn't maintain the purity required of their caste, their hereditary background, which imposed certain restrictions on them. And that would have actually been quite a constraint, which Muslims, for example, didn't experience in the same way. So, for example, in 1902, when the Maharaja of Jaipur came to Britain for the coronation of Edward VII, he brought his own support system with him, with water from the River Ganges and so on, and no doubt his own cooks, so that he wouldn't risk the threat to his purity that eating local food and drinking local water might have presented. The first Hindus that we really have records for tend to be people from quite an elite background. So during the 19th century, there were people who either had royal connections of one sort or another, or who were distinguished as religious luminaries, or were students, university students from wealthy backgrounds. And so, for instance, Rabindranath Tagore, who went on to be a Nobel Prize winner, he came to the UK in 1878, and 10 years later, Mahatma Gandhi also came as a student to study law in London. So those are two of the relatively early arrivals. But especially if you're familiar with Bristol, you may know that there's a memorial there to somebody called Raja Ram Mohan Roy, who came in 1839. He had a royal connection too, because he did visit William IV. But he was known as a religious reformer, and he was an intellectual and a person who was associated with a reformation of Hindu tradition that was centred on Bengal, which is where he came from. It's in the 20th century that you actually start having anything like a Hindu community or Hindu communities forming in Britain. And as those communities form, so you get an infrastructure that allows Hindus to survive a bit more comfortably. For example, when Mahatma Gandhi came at the end of the 19th century, it was very, very hard to be a vegetarian and to survive. And in fact, when a genius from India, Srinivas Ramanujan, came to the University of Cambridge in 1914, he basically headed into several years of malnutrition. And that was a reason for his very early death, because he maintained strict vegetarianism in a situation where it was impossible to get a balanced vegetarian diet.